You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
All right, so we are at the end of November. So let's talk about our personal favorite topic, which is food. What is your ultimate fall comfort food?
Ooh, fall comfort food. Okay, so it has to be something warm because it's cold outside, so I need something warm. Okay, I'm thinking of two things. Okay. So the first, can I say two things?
Is absolutely.
Okay. So the first is a crock pot meal. It is potato soup. I learned a crock pot potato soup recipe a couple of years ago, and it is like so good. Yum. It has cream cheese and just like bacon, and it's so wonderful. And it smells so good, like smells, makes the whole house smell like a yummy, yummy place. So definitely the potato soup. And the other would be macaroni and cheese, like the baked macaroni and cheese
stuff
with the crispy breadcrumbs on top. Just
That's good too. Those are great options. Those are very good fallish comfort foods. I think my favorite, like my go-to in the fall, is white chicken chili. And it was the recipe my mom made when I was a kid. And when I was a kid, I really did not like soup. Like was not, which is now that I'm an adult and I cook for myself, I'm like, but soup is such an easy meal. And I can understand.
And it lasts so long.
It lasts for so long. You can freeze it really easily. So I have grown to like soup. But that was the one soup-like food that I would get excited about. And so it's just cozy and warm and delicious. And I really enjoy it. You can put a lot of fun toppings on it.
Yeah, it sounds yummy. Is that a crock pot meal too? Or
it is a crock pot meal. It is, which is, I love a crock pot meal for ease, not always for taste, but for ease for sure. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 15, Session 4, titled Judah Was Taken Captive. And this is focusing on 2 Chronicles 36. We have already learned how the northern kingdom was destroyed and the people were taken captive to Assyria. Judah, the southern kingdom, was all that remained of God's people. While God sent prophets to Judah to tell them to repent of their sin, the people remained stubborn and did not repent. The prophets said God would judge their sin by sending the nation of Babylon to destroy Judah. This week, we'll see that the people's consequence for disobeying God was exile to Babylon. Our story points for this week for preschool, it's the people were taken from their land because of their disobedience. And for kids, it's the people's consequence for disobeying God was exile to Babylon. Let's move into the part of the episode where we talk about areas that need a little extra attention. So, Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
So this week in our older preschool leader guide, there's an activity called toss and catch. And so for a calmer option, instead of tossing the ball, the kids could roll the ball to a friend. Or another option is children can toss bean bags into buckets instead of working with a partner.
All right. And in younger kids, there's an activity called knock it down. And you could consider using a craft pom-pom instead of a marshmallow. And in kids worship, there is a group demo, and the demo involves breaking a ceramic dish or jar. If you don't have something you're willing to break around your house, you could check your local thrift store for a cheap option. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session or something that stands out to us. Kids may wonder why God allowed bad kings. And honestly, that's a great question. I think we've all wondered that at various points. But the reality is that all sin deserves death. So when the people chose to disobey God's commands and rebel against him and experienced death and judgment, they were not receiving something that was unearned. But the depth of the pain we deserve for our sin is also the depth to which God now shows us his mercy and grace in the form of total forgiveness and life forever with him. So we really want to make sure we emphasize that while sin deserves death, that is also the platform and the depth that God shows us his love. And so we want to make sure that we're partnering those two truths when we teach kids.
Yes, that's so good, Maggie. And it's a reminder too that God keeps his word. He as we've seen, he told them over and over, like he gave them so many warnings and so many chances. And now the punishment has come for their wrong choice. And like you said, Maggie, we also deserve punishment for our sin, but there is hope. It doesn't just end there. There's hope in Jesus. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, we are forgiven for our sin. And when we choose to repent and turn from our sin, then we can have life with God forever.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.